954-9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this terrific Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Ford and Karen says, from our experience, Judge Beth Ann Gibson is fair, great lady, and absolutely very pretty, by the way. I mean, I'm not just brown-nosing the judge here. She's pretty. I saw her walking the halls without a robe, and man, beautiful woman. And I wanted to present my arguments in front of her so bad. Ugh, that trooper not being there, I was so disappointed. I wanted my day in court, absolutely did. I got other text messages coming in. Others are taking advantage of this. It's not really a promotion. Missy wants to help you. I want to help you. You are part of our radio family. I care about you guys. You support me. You listen. You share the information. When I put a call to action out, like I want you to come to this Constitution boot camp this Saturday from 9 to 3 in Elk Rapids, text me boot camp. I'll send you the email link. All you got to do is click on it and send an email to Roxana at buildingblocksforliberty.org. We will see you Saturday. Vicky and I will be there going to this Constitution boot camp. I want you to lose weight. I want you to feel better. I want you to have more energy. I want you to get off your medications. I want you to feel what I'm feeling. Vicky weighed in this morning. She dropped another 1.1 pounds in one day. She's not there yet. She's going to continue working the program, but it's going to work. Donna says, I've talked to Missy recently. Hopefully this might be a promotional program for around the holidays. This is exactly why she's doing it. If you guys do a 40-day program right now, today's October 3rd, October 3rd, listen to this now. November 3rd is a month. Add 10 days. November 13th, before deer season starts, you could be down, if you're a man, you could be down 30 to 40 pounds. If you're a woman, you could be down 15 to 20 pounds. I almost guarantee it. 20 pounds, more energy, feeling great. This is, without a doubt, folks, a program that works. I have not heard of anybody, any of you guys out there that have tried the program has not helped you in some way, shape, or form. The list is too long for me to even announce. Randy Walker, you know, Rod and Tracy Wheeler. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. Glenn Olson, I mean, the list is too long. And even people that have just done the wellness scan, I've got to talk back. I got to get a hold. I have absolutely got to get a hold of him. Harbor Springs, Nick Wallace, he did the wellness scan. I need to follow up with Nick and find out how he's feeling. But this is not a promotional program. This is what Missy wants to do. If you want her private cell phone number, text me Missy, and I will send you the screenshot and the text link to just click on it and call her. And this is her private cell phone. This isn't the office. Now, I've got people that are debating me on different things regarding the police officers. I'm not going to get into it now. I will call you after the show. I understand. I understand. This is a delicate situation. And I was, first of all, totally respectful to the trooper. I want to make that absolutely clear. Totally respectful to the trooper. But it does happen. It does happen. And I wasn't singling out the trooper. He was only doing his job. If he's been instructed to do certain things, I get it. I understand that he gets it. He has a job to do. He has got to absolutely do his job. I get that. I'm not discussing that. But it's a situation where you have to understand that there are people that are being violated every single day out there, and we have to stand up for our rights, and you have to go to court when you absolutely do. So, Brian, take off the background. You're listening on another device. Turn that off. I just added Brian Panabaker into the show. Brian, you texted me and called during the break. I was on another call. Let me ask you this. You said there was a situation that occurred last Thursday night when he was here. What happened to you?
Well, Randy, can you hear me okay?
Pull it away from your mouth a little bit. You're too hot.
Oh, now I'm too close to the
Yep, mic. You're perfect now.
Okay. I had your show on this morning. I was doing some chores, and you started talking about an issue, coincidentally, that the very similar thing happened to me last Thursday night. You did your show from here at my house on Thursday morning.
Yes.
Later that afternoon, I went to a ceremony at the high school, and after the ceremony, we all agreed to go up to a local establishment, Mr. B's, not too far away, to share some memories and visit. While I was there, I had a couple of glasses of wine, and we stayed till closing time, which was midnight, later than I'm usually up, but not super late. And on my way home, I came down Van Dyke, which is the main road down here in Macomb County.
Sure.
You're very familiar with. Yep. I turned onto a road that branches off of that, Utica Road, headed towards my house, and my radar detector immediately started going off. And so I started looking around to see where the traffic cop was. I assumed he was sitting on the side of the road. And I immediately put my vehicle into cruise control at exactly the speed limit in that area, 45 miles an hour, so I could concentrate on my steering alone.
Sure.
I felt fine to drive.
Stop right there. Were you buzzed?
I would say I was slightly buzzed, slightly, but I felt comfortable that I was safe to drive or I wouldn't have driven.
Sure. So you weren't drunk?
No.
And you felt that because you had consumed some alcohol earlier in the evening, did you have a meal with that wine?
I had eaten. I didn't have a meal at the restaurant, but I had eaten that evening, and so I had some food in my stomach.
You had food in your stomach, a couple of glasses of wine,
yeah.
And then you had hours of how many hours after you drank?
I drank
one or two.
2 hour. Well, I drank in a two and a half hour period.
Yeah.
I think I drank four wine spritzers, which are, you know, glasses of wine with club soda mixed in.
Yeah, watered down wine.
Yeah, to make it a spritzer.
I understand. So you felt you weren't that drunk where you're going to have to call Noreen to come get you, come back for your vehicle. You didn't even bother to think about a Uber or Lyft driver. You said, no, I'm okay. I can drive. So you're going down. I know the slant. I did it many times myself. Utica Road, heading down towards Plumbrook or Dodge Park or wherever you're going.
Correct.
Okay, I get it. Now, the vehicle was going, did you in any way, shape, or form weave out of your lane?
Absolutely not. And that's why I mentioned that I had set my cruise control immediately. Now, I had just gotten back from a couple long road trips
to
Florida and New Jersey, and I got very comfortable setting my cruise control. I do it real quickly, about 2 seconds. I know exactly where the buttons are on my steering wheel.
Yep.
So I immediately set my, I was doing the speed limit, so all I had to do was activate my cruise control and bump a little flip switch, and it was on, locked in at 45. I had to make one stop at a red light, which I did. Then I immediately continued on, went through a traffic circle, fine, no problem. I'm very comfortable with those. I got used to them years ago in Europe when I was in the Army. So I made no violations of driving. I was doing the speed limit, absolutely fine, went through the traffic circle, continued on towards Shaner, which was the next main intersection. My radar detector still going off. At this point, I realized the cop was behind me.
Sure.
Because there weren't hardly any other cars on the road. And this guy was 6 or 8 car lengths back. I couldn't tell it was a police officer, but I realized it had to be.
Sure.
The minute I passed through the intersection at Shaner, he flipped on the lights, and I knew I was getting pulled over. At that part of the road right there, it widens on my side into an apron because there's a nursing home on the right that you can turn into to park. I've been there before when my uncle was stayed there.
Yep. So you pulled onto the apron, pulled over, courtesy
stopped.
For him.
Yep. Stopped. I put it in park, rolled down my window. He immediately came on his loudspeaker, which if you haven't ever heard one of those, it's very, very loud. And in the middle of, by this time it was 12:30 at night. It sounded even louder. And he said, pull into the parking lot, pull into the parking lot. So I did. I pulled into the parking lot, put my vehicle in park, rolled down my windows, cracked my driver's side a little bit. Mm-hmm. And on the driver's side, I had a sheriff's department, a sticker because I had donated to support to support the sheriff's association.
What did he pull you over for? What did he say?
Well, when he approached my vehicle, he came up on the passenger side and he's shining his flashlight all around in the vehicle, which is, typical, I guess.
Yep.
I didn't ask him why he pulled me over. He asked me where I was coming from, what I had been doing. So I started giving him that information. I told him that I'd been at a Hall of Fame induction ceremony at the high school. We'd gone up to Mr. B's in Utica to celebrate, share some memories, and I was on my way home. And he came around to the driver's side at that point and said, let me see your driver's license, registration, proof of insurance, which I had in my hand, got my license out. I handed it to him. I said, can I ask you, officer, was I doing anything wrong? He said, well, I pulled you over because the border around your license plate in the back, those borders that the dealership always puts on. Typically, I take them off, but I just renewed my lease.
Covered up your sticker on your license plate.
Nope, not even that. My sticker was visible. My sticker was visible.
So get to it. We got to wrap this up.
Up at the top of your license plate, it says Michigan. He said he couldn't tell if it was a Michigan plate. Pure BS. It's very easily identified as a Michigan plate.
All right, we got a hard break. Brian, stay through the break. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylor. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Come join Vicki and I at the Constitution Boot Camp Saturday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the AmVets Post in Elk Rapids, Michigan. Get a crash course in our U.S. Constitution. Learn how to read it, understand it, and then be able to hold our elected officials accountable using your new knowledge. Text the word BOOT CAMP to 231-360-5140 to receive the website and email address to register. Again, text the words BOOT CAMP to 231-360-5140. See you there.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of hour number two. So he said he pulled you over because the license plate holder was covering up the state of Michigan. He couldn't tell whether it said Michigan or not. So that was the primary cause, probable cause, I should say, to pull you over. That's what he said?
Exactly. One of the oldest excuses in the
Broken taillight, whatever, right. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay, so what happened then?
At that point, Randy, he asked if I had been drinking. I said, you know, I had had I made the first and only mistake of the evening. I said I was honest. I said, yes, officer. While I was there, I had, believe it or not, I told him this, 4 glasses of wine mixed with club soda. And he said, OK, I'm going to have you step out of the vehicle. I got out. He said, Brian, I want you to do some a couple of field sobriety tests.
Exercises. Yeah, go on.
Yep. Toe to toe, standing on one foot, the other leg raised 6 inches off the ground, counting 1,001 with 1,002. I passed those with flying colors. At that point, he says, okay, Brian, stay right here. I'll be right back. I didn't know what he was doing. He went back to the car. He comes back with a breathalyzer.
Yep.
Says, Brian, I'm going to have you blow into this. By this time, another police officer had pulled up behind him with his lights on. His spotlight was on.
Yep.
I said, well, I don't know if I'm comfortable doing that. The other officer says, Brian, you don't want to refuse to do this. I was unaware of the fact that if you refuse a breathalyzer, they automatically take you to jail.
Yep.
And you could lose your license. It might even be automatic for a year. I didn't know that at that time.
Sure.
So I hemmed and hawed for a minute or so, and I said, well, I've had a couple of glasses of wine. I don't know what my blood alcohol is going to be. He says, well, if you blow and you're below 0.08, then we'll talk about what we're going to do. But if you're 0.08 or higher, I'm going to have to arrest you and take you to jail. The other guy chimed in and said, Brian, you really want to blow because your only chance is to blow and blow less than a 0.08. So I said, well, I guess I don't have much of a choice, do I? So he put the breathalyzer in my mouth. I blew. He said, you got to blow harder for it to register. I blew a little bit harder and it beeped and a light turned on it. And I thought, oh, crap, I just probably went over 0.08.
What was it?
He pulls it out of my mouth, and the officer that had pulled me over looks at it, and he almost got like a disappointed look on his face. He frowned and said, you're 0.04. He said, you're free to go.
Half of the legal limit.
Yep, half the legal limit. I had told him all night I was fine. I wasn't doing anything wrong when I was driving.
Yep.
My driving record came back clean, and it was a BS excuse for pulling me over to begin with. This guy came within 0.04 of me, my blood alcohol, of ruining my life, getting my license taken away, and costing me $15,000, all because of a BS excuse that the border around my license plate was obscuring where it said Michigan up at the top.
Understand.
So and I'm a supporter, big supporter of law enforcement, Randy, just like you are. And I was very, very disappointed that this guy pushed and pushed and pushed. even though I passed the field sobriety, even though my driving record came back clear, he didn't say, hey, Brian, be careful on your way home, please. You've had a couple drinks. Be yep. very safe. He didn't say that. He didn't say, can you call your wife and have her come and pick you up? I'm not comfortable letting you drive the rest of the way home. He didn't do that. He tried to get me to a point where he could arrest me and take me to jail. And I lost a lot of respect for this individual officer, not for law enforcement in general, but just for this individual officer.
Absolutely. And God knows, I absolutely respect and love law enforcement. Everything they do, I absolutely believe in when it comes to protecting and serving the people.
Absolutely.
But when it's under false pretenses, come on, let's face the facts here. Okay, it's 12 o'clock at night. How many other vehicles are on the road, Brian? What was the traffic volume? Very limited.
There was probably one or two cars that went past during this 30-minute period that he had me outside my vehicle with two spotlights on me.
Yes, I get it.
Yeah, you know what it looked like.
And here's the other component to this. Again, had you been crossing the center line, had you been going off the edge of the shoulder, had you been driving erratic, had you been driving too slow, I've been told by officers that now people who smoke a lot of marijuana, they think they're doing 80 miles an hour. They're driving 20 miles an hour because they're paranoid, and they are absolutely the most indicators to show a cop is the fact they're driving too slow, being too cautious. You know darn well the guy's probably high on marijuana.
Exactly.
Yeah, and here's the bottom line to all this. What you just described was the tip of the iceberg, because DUIs, like you say, suspending your license, the attorneys that you have to hire to represent you to fight this in court, plea bargain, probation, all the costs, fines, fees, attorney fees, you're right, man, $15,000-$20,000.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, brother, I appreciate you. Hey, you're going to be on Let It Rip this week?
Yeah, Thursday night at 10:30, immediately following the 10 o'clock news on Fox 2 Detroit.
Fox 2 Detroit, folks, go to online, just search Fox 2 Detroit. They usually stream Let It Rip live on their website, so you can see Patriot Brother Brian. And what are you guys going to be talking about, the UAW strike?
Correct. The topic will be the UAW strike. I'm not 100% against strikes, but they should always be kept as a last resort. This was used without any real serious negotiation. This guy, Sean Fain, is out of control, and I think he's lost his mind. He's a socialist.
Well, and he's hurting the workers. That's my problem. This electric vehicle mandate that Biden's pushing, and Trump said it right there where we were at that event. This is going to, 2 to 3 years, Brian, impact the workers of the UAW.
And absolutely.
It's going to hurt them. And I 40% pay raise, well, yeah, negotiate it down to 20 or 30, whatever. But for them to start converting the EVs and pushing this agenda, it's going to hurt you guys.
Randy,
and I hate it. We got to wrap it up. Got 5 seconds. Hurry up.
Okay. Final point, pensions. He wants pensions back. That's what drove GM and Chrysler into bankruptcy. It's not going to happen. It was insanity to even ask for it.
Amen, brother. Well, we will be watching Fox 2 Detroit on Thursday night, 10 o'clock. Brian, thanks so much for coming on, sharing your experience.
Thanks for having me.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal.